Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is Genesis chapters 15 and 16.
A covenant and a name. In the dark of night, a smoking firepot with a blazing torch passes between two rows of animal carcasses cut into halves. Can it get any more bizarre than this? Maybe it can hardly get any more wonderful than this. A firepot is simply a container, usually made from clay, used for carrying fire. And fire in the Bible is a symbol for the presence of God. In her book, The Epic of Eden, Dr. Sandra Reitker explores the culture of Abram's time to bring an enlarged understanding of this puzzling passage. With this standard covenant ratification ceremony, God is helping Abram have confidence in God's amazing promises. The term used was to cut a covenant, and the slaughtered animals were typically roasted afterwards and enjoyed in celebratory feasting. Sometimes covenants were made between equals. Sometimes covenants were made between a more powerful party, like a ruler, and a lesser party, like a vassal. When the parties were not equal, the practice was for the lesser person to walk between the halves of animals, a way to proclaim with actions, "May what has happened to these animals happen to me if I fail to keep my oath." Does God have Abram walk this bloody path? No, God symbolically walks it. Do Abram's offspring keep their covenant with God? They do not. The Old Testament, and testament means covenant, can be read as the story of how they fail over and over in their covenant keeping. But God never failed to keep his promises. Dr. Reitker then asked, whose flesh was torn to pay the price for this broken covenant? Indeed, it was the God-man, Jesus Christ, the representative of humanity and the embodiment of Yahweh. Here, not halfway through the first book of the Bible, we can hear echoes of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. In the very next chapter, Abram and Sarai decide God needs their intervention to build them a family. As events transpire, the relationship between the two women deteriorates to the point that the pregnant Hagar runs away. Now, sometimes overlooked treasures of Genesis are the names given to God, as the nature of the one true God is incrementally revealed to Abram and his family. Here, we have an unlikely person going first in this naming. Hagar is a woman, an outsider, 16:1 tells us she was Egyptian, and a servant, ill-used and mistreated. Is she much different from a slave? Hagar could hardly have any lower status. Yet her son is to be named Ishmael, meaning God hears. She responds by giving a name to God, El Roy, the God who sees me. God saw Hagar, and God sees you too, whatever the challenges of your current circumstances may be. God also hears you when you go to God in prayer. And God continues to work out this amazing covenant plan across the millennia. Because of Jesus Christ, someday we will see the end of all things broken, the fulfillment of all things made new. Note, if you're intrigued by this brief introduction to Dr. Sandra Retker's insights, her book, The Epic of Eden, a Christian entry into the Old Testament, 2008, is available. A small group video study came out later in 2014 and has a study guide with a similar name. See Pastor Brooke for more details if your small group would be interested in this study. Reading the book published in 2008 on your own would be another way to access much of the same information. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for being the author of an amazing plan of redemption through Jesus Christ. We also praise you for seeing each of us and hearing us when we pray. This is us, needing reassurance that you do keep your promises, needing you to see us, to hear us, to rescue us. Help us to trust you, to fully rely on you, and to grow in our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.